Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with this day in rock and roll history on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 1st, 2018, Peggy Sue Guerin, the woman who inspired Buddy Holly's 1957 hit Peggy Sue, passes away at the age of 78. Holly had originally written the tune as Cindy Lou, but his drummer, Jerry Allison, persuaded him to change the title to that of his girlfriend, Peggy. Peggy Sue Guerin and Allison were eventually married but divorced in 1964. On this day in 2008, Nick Reynolds, a founding member of the Kingston Trio, dies of acute respiratory disease at the age of 75. The group jump-started the folk music scene in the late 1950s with their number one hit, Tom Dooley. On this day in 1990, Forbes magazine lists New Kids on the Block as earning $78 million in the year before, making them the fifth richest entertainers in the U.S. On this day in 1978, Exile achieves their only number one song on Billboard with Kiss You All Over. After a couple of other minor hits, the band would switch styles and go to the top of the country chart in 1984 with Woke Up in Love. On this day in 1970, Curtis Mayfield quits the Impressions to launch a solo career and to found his own label, Curtum Records. He would go on to place five songs on the Billboard Hot 100 over the next 4 years, including Freddy's Dead and Superfly, both of which sold over a million copies in 1972. On this day in 1965, Bob Dylan appears at Carnegie Hall in New York and introduces his new touring band made up of guitarist Robbie Robertson, organist Garth Hudson, bassist Rick Danko, pianist Richard Manuel, and drummer Levon Helm. They will become known simply as The Band. On this day in 1962, Brian Epstein signs his management contract with the Beatles. John Lennon and Ringo Starr sign for themselves, and Harold Harrison and James McCartney do so on behalf of their underage sons. The agreement gave Epstein a 25% cut of the group's earnings, provided that each made more than $400 a week. And on this day, October 1st, 1956, after test audiences have a negative reaction to the ending of an Elvis movie, a change is suggested. What's the movie, and what's the suggestion, which was really almost a demand? The answer is right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, October 1st, 1956, test audiences have a negative reaction to the ending of an Elvis movie. They didn't like the king dying at the end of the film. Neither did his mother. But seeing the memorable reaction, the producers keep the ending where Elvis dies. They did change the name of the movie from The Reno Brothers to Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, my dreams fulfill. For my Love me tender, love me dear. Tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I